Well, good morning.
8:45.
It's Brackets Hunter. We're talking about movies.
Oh, that one scene from the movie. Was it Still Waiting or Waiting?
So Waiting was the original one with Ryan Reynolds, Justin Long, and then they made...
Still Waiting,
a terrible knockoff of it. Still good, but you know.
Dude, Andy Milonakis in those movies and those raps. Oh,
just my God. Ridiculous.
Hilarious.
Just getting high.
Whatever happened to Andy Milonakis?
I don't know. You know, he's like actually like 40 years old.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, if you're looking for like kind of a good movie to watch while you're stoned, Still Waiting and Waiting are both both good movies.
Great, dude. Great movie.
Anyway, we got to keep things moving here. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Hey, real quick before you get into it. You people out there not tipping, watch the movie Still Waiting or Waiting. That's what's happening to your food.
Or if you're jerks to your wait staff, just keep
your wait staff. Yeah.
Yep.
Just to put that out there, because some of you need to know that aren't tipping.
Well, I don't understand the whole being mean to wait staff. Like what?
You are the devil.
Like
they're out there helping you, they're serving you.
I think there's honestly some people that literally just go out to eat so they can get that fix of being mean to someone. Like,
being mean, yell
these
at
people
somebody.
Are beneath me, and I am going to tell them. And seriously, I honestly think we all have that one person or people in our lives that every time you go out, like you don't even want to go out with them. It's like, you're a dick. You're a dick to this poor server who's trying to make money to make their way through college, and you're just a dick to him. Why? What are you doing?
We need to come out with a company where you call us, we come over in a van, and we punch that person in the throat and leave.
We put it up in the kitchen or staff area of every restaurant, and
they called the guys. Watch this. Is going to be great.
Just a black van pulls up, and these jacked up guys in Gold's Gym
runs out.
The tank tops come out, and just, all right, where is he? Where is she? That's it. You're the one being a jerk?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Wow. Right there. Yep. Yeah.
People shape up.
That's true. Yeah, you don't want to get punched in the face by the restaurant puncher in the face, guys. You don't want it. We'll have to work on the name, of course, but you were saying. Anyway, back to a dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medleaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can. Nibis.
Abyss.
Remember that weed I was telling you to get to before you watch those movies? You can get that at Medleaf. They got it.
Oh, yeah.
They got it.
There you go.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do... I don't know if I've ever done that one, but I probably can't. Let's do ho-tag.
Man, jeez.
Ho-tag.
Ho-tag. So you want a spring break, get that lower back tattoo, but that's a tramp stamp. Is it the same?
It's another name for a lower back tattoo. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It ain't a toe tag. It's a ho-tag.
A tag. A tag is just a rough word for it. Tag. You got tag.
You know what I've always noticed?
Dude, the lower back tribal tattoo.
Right there, dude. You just
huge
know.
In the early 2000s.
Like,
huge.
And for some of you youngsters, you Gen Zers, all right, you don't understand how important of a thing that was.
Are Gen Zers getting tattoos?
I think so. You know, I think it's died off a little bit, but I still think people are. I still think it's pretty big business. Huh? Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Like, there was that weird point in the 90s where everyone was getting tattoos. And then it kind of died off a little bit. Then it picked up real big, I think, in the later 2000s. But going back to that ho tag. And for some of you young fellas out there that maybe have an experience.
Lower back tribal.
When you were out at the club, all right, in the mid-2000s. And the girl,
son in the middle,
in her low-waisted Christina Aguilera genie in a bottle
which
jeans.
Which I like those jeans. Yeah, they need to come back. I like those jeans.
And that crop top, and she just leaned over the bar just a bit to order her Sambuca. And you saw.
Yeah, on purpose to show off that.
And
look,
you saw that. You're thing. Like, dibs. I got dibs. I guarantee that is going to end in some fornication later on.
It always started with the sun, and then I want to add to it. Put a little tribal around the sides, and it's going to go around the hips.
The whole belt is when the tattoo goes all the way around. All right, that's what you got to remember.
I don't really see that one.
Yeah.
The whole belt, huh? How many spring breaks have you been on?
I once dated a girl who had a the Oregon Trail tattooed around her waist. It was good. Started right there.
Full-blown trail.
St. Louis, Missouri was in the back, and then you went all the way around the Oregon Trail.
Yep. Full-blown hotel.
Damnedest thing is I got dysentery on that Oregon Trail. It's the craziest thing. Craziest thing. Example, once I saw her butterfly hoe tag, I knew I was going to get laid. There you go.
Oh, yeah, butterflies were huge, too. It was either a butterfly in the hip, or you get one right in the middle of the back.
Right there. Yeah. Might as well be a bullseye. That is your dumb vocabulary brought to you by MedLeaf.
Your mom's got to feel
good. Yeah, good. Good for you. Good for you.
Yes.
Your mom's got connect the dots hoe tag.
That's what I'll get out of here.
All right, that's it.
More rock